Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, it's a bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
And it is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Thank you, Woody. Alex Dono, good friend, been a big part of WQM for a long, long time. Locked On Canes and Locked On ACC podcast. Also, Saturday, all the pre and post game for the Canes and Syracuse game. So Alex Dono's got a busy couple of days coming up. How you doing, Alex? How's it going, buddy?
I'm doing well, Joe. I'm excited for Thanksgiving. Going to be seeing some family, and I'm excited for Saturday because this is going to be one of the most meaningful games Miami has played in late November in, what, going back at least since 2017. So everything's in front of the Canes right now still.
Still in really good shape, although I watched college football playoff rankings last night, and they came in at 6, and I just went, I mean, it's great. It's the highest they've been ranked, but really doesn't matter. You got to win this game. I mean, we should just, like, great, but you're going to play a really good Syracuse team that's 8-3, 5-1 at home, that throws the ball even better than you do as far as yards go. The top two guys will face off with this kid Kyle McCord as well as Cam Ward. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So for you, we had some people talk about this a little earlier. Is it about a better pass rush? Do you blitz? Do you stay aggressive? Or do you just, they got four guys, they don't necessarily all run fast, but boy, they catch everything thrown to them.
Yeah, I mean, first I look defensively for Miami. If you look at some of the trends for Syracuse this year, they've been kind of deceptively one-dimensional, and I say that because they've got a really good running back at the top with LaQuinn Allen, who's over 800 yards. He's going to be close to 1,000 this year, but they don't have much of a rotation, and they don't run the football very often. They're actually the most pass-heavy team in the country. Now, I'm sure that Syracuse would like to play more of a ball control game against Miami, because that really worked for Georgia Tech, and it's worked for some of the teams that have given Miami close games this year, trying to keep Cam Ward off the field. But that's not really Syracuse's game. They throw the football a ton. So if you wonder if Miami can make them one-dimensional, the Hurricanes saw a revived pass rush last week, Joe, as we know, producing 5 sacks against Wake Forest. You know, Miami would like to try and, you know, make turn Syracuse into kind of what they've been all season long, a passing team, and hope you can get that pass rush going, because they do have great pass rushers, including Aronde Gadsden II, who at tight end is their leading receiver. He's an incredible player. Kyle McCord's having a really good year. And then, Joe, on the flip side, I would actually like to see Miami on offense kind of play the game that some of those other teams have tried to play against the Hurricanes, and that's, you know, taking nothing away from Cam Ward in the passing game, but wow. I would like to see Miami continue to run the football. Right? We saw Jordan Lyle have, you know, another breakout game last week, the true freshman with 16 yards per carry, 115 rushing yards and a touchdown. You know, we continue to see good things in recent weeks from both Damian Martinez and Mark Fletcher. Miami's running game produced 228 yards last week. Syracuse's running defense, Joe, is surprisingly bad. Like, there's some good things about that Syracuse football team that's got 8 wins right now, only 3 losses, but their rushing defense is not that. They're 129th in the country in stopping the run. So you would think Miami would have an opportunity to produce some yards.
Yeah, and by the way, if they have to come up and help that run and have safeties come up and stuff, it's just going to potentially be great for this passing game down the field with one-on-one opportunities, to your point. Hey, help me out. So the pass rush at times been good, but it's also disappeared. So who are your 4 best pass rushers in your second and long or third and long situation? Tell me the 4 guys you like the most inside and outside. Mezidor, Ruben, who else would it be?
Yeah, Ruben Bain, Akeem Mezidor for sure, like you mentioned. I really like Elijah Alston, who seems like he's going to be ready to come back and play this week. And then, you know, for the 4th one, it's a little bit tougher because, you know, Tyler Barron is a great natural pass rusher. He struggled a little bit against the run, freelancing a little bit too much.
No freelancing. We're done with the freelancers.
Exactly. So it's maybe not been as much depth as we thought it was going to be. But I think, Joe, Ruben Bain is starting to really come on, as you saw last week, producing a sack. Simeon Barrow is probably the other one. If I'm going to mention a 4th, is probably the next guy, because playing even in the interior, he's produced some big plays and some big sacks. But I like the way that Bain seems to be coming on, because people forget, like, he was injured for about 4 games earlier in the season. Even since he's been back, I think he's still been working his way, which is my opinion. I think he's probably been working his way back into full fitness, and I think he's back into full fitness now.
Yeah, it's so they're going to try to, right, this thing they would love. You think their thinking is get in a shootout a little bit as well? I know you mentioned the running game, but they got to keep up, and I don't know if anybody can do that. Georgia Tech plan, which, by the way, the coach didn't even hide about. He said, yeah, this is real simple. It's old school. Long drives, being able to run the ball and stop the run and just take advantage of it and let Cam Ward watch the game, and that's going to be our formula. But I don't know if they've got Georgia Tech's personnel to do that. Do you feel that way
right,
a little bit?
100%, Joe, 100%. Well, one thing Syracuse has not really excelled at this season is consistently running the football outside of LaQuint Allen. They just don't really have enough. I think, you know, I've talked to a couple of Syracuse people this week, like Jackson Holzer, who hosts Locked On Syracuse on the Locked On Network, and he's really looking at needing to win the turnover battle is something that he feels Syracuse really needs to do. And, of course, you know, everyone looks at Cam Ward and they say, you know what, for his talented as he is, sometimes he doesn't make the best decisions when he's trying to make big plays. So I think Syracuse is looking at it like, hey, let's try to create a shootout with these guys, because Cuse's offense, especially their passing offense, has been prolific this year. They've actually now passed Miami's just passing offense. Miami still has the number one total offense in the country, but now it's Ole Miss number one in passing, Syracuse number two, and Miami number three. So Syracuse and Kyle McCord can sling the football. So they want to get in, I think, into a shootout with Miami and hope they can get a couple more turnovers than Miami does. And then, Joe, I also wonder, you know, how much of what Miami's defense did last week, I hope that's sustainable, because outside of, you know, an opening drive where they had some of the typical breakdown,
broken coverage,
boy, did that, but they tightened up, Joe. They absolutely tightened up after that. They were producing, you know, 3 and outs. They're producing takeaways last week. They only gave up 7 points against a pretty good Wake Forest offense. Syracuse offense is better, of course. But, you know, we heard so much during the bye week about trying to improve the communication in the back end, improving the alignment, and playing better assignments. And for most of that game against Wake Forest, they showed those things. Can they show them again this week?
I'm going to go ahead and ask you Damari Brown question that everybody asks me all the time at American Heritage Plantation, who's been injured since first game of the season or second game of the season. So you think he plays? I mean, if he's ever going to play, this is the game you'd like to see him, right?
I've been saying for the past couple of weeks, yeah, just based on what we hear, from Mario, that I've felt the last couple of weeks like he's really close. You know, Damari, he actually went through warm-ups last week against Wake Forest, but it wasn't the first time this year we've seen players go through warm-ups and then ultimately not go. What Cristobal said last week, and of course you talk to him every week, you know, he said last week that, you know, Damari was really close, and if not this week, that was before Wake Forest, then it would probably be next week. So I think Brown is going to play. I think him going through the warm-ups against Wake Forest was a positive sign. I think this is probably the game he gets a go. I would expect to probably see him a lot at nickel this week, assuming he does play. And I think it's just important to add more depth into that defensive back rotation, because it a couple things, Joe, that, you know, would surprise people. You know, O.J. Frederick, who's having one of the best seasons in the country, he's one of the top graded corners in the country as a true freshman. And also, Joe, for as bad as Miami's defense has looked at times this year, they've looked really bad in certain games and certain possessions. Somehow, Miami's got the top-rated defense in the conference. They've got the top total defense in the ACC. I'm not sure how that's even possible, but it is reality. Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, no, listen, that's a good number. So hopefully you're right. The mental mistakes and the freelancing, I know you're physically, you're going to get beat and you're going to miss tackles. That's part of the game. But the other stuff, you know, I'm with you. And taking care of the football is a great one. So I got to go back. Like, I was a little surprised. Like, I'm not surprised. I think SMU's really good. And they come in at 9. You surprised to see Clemson work their way back up. And by the way, talk about, they got South Carolina's, who got a really good football team for their last game, a rivalry game. Could you see Clemson getting back in this thing, even though they may not even play in the ACC championship game?
Yeah, Joe, I think the fact that Clemson is right now number 12, so technically they're in position, you know, to be in the playoff at this moment. If, assuming they beat South Carolina, which is not going to be an easy game even at home, they're 2.5-point favorites at home, which is basically a pick 'em game. But if they beat South Carolina, we know how much the committee loves the SEC. They're really going to consider that a quality win. And, yeah, I think Clemson would be in position, and I think they could set up the possibility that there could end up being 3 teams in the college football playoff from the ACC. That would require Miami beating Syracuse, Joe. Miami needs to win, because if Miami doesn't beat Syracuse, you're more than likely out of the playoff, in addition to being out of the ACC championship game, of course. But if Miami beats Syracuse this week, then if the committee wants Clemson to be in, they basically also have to allow the loser of the ACC championship game, unless it's a blowout. If it's a blowout, maybe they manipulate a little bit. But if it's a close game, they basically have to put the loser of the ACC title game in, Joe, because the committee has said, we're assuming they're not lying, which maybe they lie, but the committee has said that they're not going to, you know, overly punish teams from losing in the conference championship game, and they wouldn't want to reward a Clemson who didn't play in the ACC title, if they don't play in the ACC title game, reward them over a team that did play in it. So if the committee wants Clemson in, I think they also would have to let in the loser of Miami versus SMU. Yeah.
That'd be an interesting. As you said, it's got to be a competitive, close game, and you know there. And by the way, I hope we get there because I did it again. I looked ahead. God, I hate doing that, man. I can't believe I just did that again. Alex, thank you, man. I really appreciate it. It's gonna be a fun Saturday to watch all these different scenarios play out. And bottom line is, man, six is for nothing if you don't win, right? Six is
you.
By the way, I can't imagine being any more motivated. It's like Coach didn't even have to say anything. Those guys know what's at stake to go up there. And by the way, playing perfect, the only team in the Northeast that has perfect weather conditions is Syracuse indoors. Can't beat that.
Exactly. Good stuff.
Alex, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe. See ya.
All right. Alex Donald, Locked On Canes and Locked On ACC podcast will be pre and post game. He's doing it all. All you guys, man. How many people? Where's Monroe County? Is he with him?
Yeah, Monroe will be with
good.
Him.
All right.
And then I got the basketball game. Right. Make it sound like I'm taking the day off.
I did not say that. I knew what you were
implied.
Doing. I didn't know. You told me what you were
Someone's got to call the basketball game,
I know.
Man.
I know.
I'm looking forward to it, actually.
I know you are.
I'll be watching the football game on the iPad over there.
All right. Well, listen, hopefully just get
How do they schedule these things at the same time, by
Big
the way?
Big W, I don't know. Hey, listen,
we
man.
We talk to the people at ESPN. Let's
have this problem. Let's have this problem.
I'd like to Canes. Be working the following weekend would be nice.
Yeah, that one.
I mean, you talk about having conflicts. Yeah,
going,
that would be
like,
nice.
Yeah, like, hey, I'd like a problem. I got to go to the ACC championship game or I get to call a different game. Yeah, I'm with you, man. Hey, I'll tell you who else I'm with. Baptist Health South Florida, that sports medicine program they have put together for South Florida, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. People ask me all the time, where do the pros go? And I go, well, enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and Miami Dolphins. All trust those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida. Check that. FIU and FAU, the same thing. Matter of fact, high school, college, and professional athletes from all over the country. Some of the specialists and doctors that they have put together, an all-star lineup from around the country that have now here for every part of the body. That's when you know you have a top sports medicine program, when you have a lot of great knee doctors for any kind of knee problem you have, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand specialists, back specialists, hip and knee replacement, even doctors that do nothing but work on Achilles, which has become one of the biggest problems we have for athletes right now, for team sports and individual sports. The next time you get injured, the best news of all is we got great three really good facilities. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables at Hard Rock Stadium, right next to the training facility, and 595 and Pine Island Implantation. Man, you can't have a better location than you have in Broward County right off 595 like that. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. It's about getting you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.